KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP Sumner Lake Taft, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Are they?
Gosh.
Are we
darn
listening?
It.
I hope so.
My heart hurts.
Your heart hurts.
It was a rough Sunday to be me, man.
I'm sorry.
Rough Sunday.
You know what? I don't want to talk about Sunday. Let's just tie it up now and get it over with.
Not even that part, man. Like,
hey, my Monday was pretty good.
Yeah, shut up.
The season finale of season 6 of Walking Dead was going on during the Seahawks versus Arizona game.
You mean the season? You mean the season premiere of season 7?
No, the season finale
of season 6.
Of season 6, what? Because they're airing all the way through.
Oh, okay.
So by the time overtime happened, that's when the season premiere of episode 7 happened.
Which I'm sure a lot of people were mad about because they were watching that excuse for a football game.
Well, like, I was going back and forth. I was just like, by God. Like, I couldn't handle it anymore. Between, like, the missed field goal kicks and freaking people dying, I was done.
Yeah, what is up with your boy house money?
I was sleeping, so.
It was a 40-yard kick, man.
No, it wasn't.
You're a 40-yard kick.
It was no
kick.
More than a field, like, or an extra point now.
Yeah. It was like a 25-yard field as a chip shot.
You're a chip shot.
I'm sorry. At least my team has a kicker that can make that.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can.
My
yeah.
team never does anything anymore.
Your team promotes
your team
the wrong quarterback.
My team is dead.
She's wearing a Jets shirt. What the hell?
My team is dead.
Speaking of dead shows, this one's going to be great. We got the return of word of the week. We got your geeky news happening at 6:20. We got your regular news every hour on the half hour.
Got some hashes.
I'm here all day.
Got to sling some hashes.
We got some trivia. Oh, yeah. You're going for like 6 in a row.
Hell yeah.
Because
Aaron
is not
going
to be here.
I mean, somebody's going to win in overtime, right?
A-A-Roll.
Means you're going to get dethroned by the interns.
Hey, you
down,
never know.
Down, I don't know what the song is.
And then tomorrow, my package is huge again.
Oh, yes. Dave's package is quite big this time.
We got this tickets time, to go see Marsalis on Saturday at the Bear Project. This is going to be their first ever acoustic set, so that's going to be super exciting.
Oh, yeah, I love acoustic.
And they freaking killed it at the Pleasure Drive show.
Yeah, we got
killed it.
We got
they
a pair of
my eardrums, for the record.
We got a pair of NoFX tickets also going in the package for you for November 3rd, which is next Thursday, I believe.
So stay tuned for that. We got Bad Vibrations coming up next, and then we got Geeky News following up after that. 89.9 KGRG, you're listening to The Buzz.
Bye!
Geeky News.
Geeky News. Geeky News. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's 6:20, so it's time for your morning dose of geeky news, and we got an exciting one up for you this morning.
It's the best kind of news there is.
Oh, man. So, who likes sausage?
Oh, I do.
I mean, yep.
Yeah?
What kind of sausage?
Sausage parties.
Sign me up.
You're talking about that crappy movie.
Oh, no.
Well, Sony's making a big push for Sausage Party to get an Oscar consideration.
No!
Well, the biggest reason behind it is they're just like, South Park got a nod, why can't we? Well, the reason South Park got a nod, it wasn't even for animation, it was for their music.
And South Park's amazing.
Well, it's
especially
not even that.
This season.
Right? Oh, boy. But Sony thinks they stand a good chance of getting Sausage Party an Oscar nod. So much so that THR is reporting that the company is already lining up screenings, mailers, and ads to run to the beginning of November 1st to get the adult animation film in the consideration.
For what?
For an Oscar.
No, but for what?
Probably
an animation.
Yeah, best animation, best animated movie or something.
While conversation is arguably the toughest it's been in years, Sony chief Tom Rothman thinks that they can pull it off. Seth Rogen also thinks the film has got a good shot getting some Oscar praise.
Now, isn't this the same company that wanted The Interview to be nominated for stuff?
The Interview was a good movie.
The Interview was amazing. I love The Interview. So, I detested Sausage Party.
So just to give you a little insight in some of the competition, just a little bit of the competition they're facing competition against Finding Dory 2,
yep.
Zootopia, that came out this year.
I love Zootopia.
Ratchet and Clank, and then you also have Kubo and the Two Strings.
What about Secret Life of Pets?
I've heard
it's a great movie.
I've heard that too.
I don't know that one.
Like everybody's heard that's a great movie. Anybody actually seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
That's why.
Dang it.
Next,
What else did you say? There's Zootopia and what else?
So yeah, Zootopia. You had Ratchet and Clank.
I haven't seen that one yet.
And you have Kuba and the Two Strings.
That was it? I thought there was another one.
Nope, that was it.
Okay, well, next, Zootopia was good.
Next news story we got is Pokemon Go is a special Halloween update for all you Pokemon hunters out there.
Gosh.
So after my app updated, there's like 3 Ghastlies around me.
This year, Pokemon Go is doing something special for Halloween. It's the first time the game has done this, because it's only been out for a couple of months. So hopefully they'll do more stuff, like more seasonal stuff after Halloween's over.
Like if they do like all like ice or water for Christmas, I like that.
But Niantic has announced a treat for trainers from October 26th, so today, till November 1st, players can earn double the amount of candy there and every time they make a catch, hatch, and transfer Pokemon. Play the game as you typically would and get extra candy while you play. Now's a good time to start using the buddy system as well if you haven't done that, because your buddy Pokemon will earn you 4 times candy as fast during Halloween event. There's also another treat to look forward to. Niantic says that players will encounter more spooky Pokemon than usual during the Halloween event. You can encounter Pokemon that you haven't caught yet.
Ooh.
So you have stuff like Gengar you can get, Haunter, more Hypnos. This is exciting.
So who's still playing?
Thursday is?
Who's your buddy?
I don't know.
I deleted it off my phone.
I have a Dratini as my buddy, so.
Well, I mean, I downloaded it out of curiosity. I've never been a Pokemon guy. And so, like, I downloaded it off of curiosity. It gave me some brief entertainment, and then I just deleted it.
See, I'm new to the Pokemon verse. Like, I'm a very late bloomer because my son's into the card game, so that's the only reason I'm into it, is because of my son.
I played for a bit, and then the weather got cold and rainy, and I decided to stop.
Yeah, it's kind of bad timing on that part. The weather did Seattle late things. Bloomer.
Yeah.
And then last little bit of geeky news I got for you is that Donald Glover has been officially cast as Lando Calrissian.
Yes!
So if you don't know who Donald Glover is, you're looking at
Childish
Community,
Gambino.
Childish Gambino. You have Atlanta, which is the show he just started on FX. He's a really, really good actor. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this.
Going back and rewatching Community, I didn't appreciate him the first time I watched it through, but now it's like, he was the star of that show, I think, him and Abed.
I'm just saying, they better not screw this up, because I love Harrison Ford as Han Solo.
I mean, Lucasfilms has announced today that Donald Glover, an acclaimed actor, award-winning writer, and Grammy-nominated artist, will be playing part of Lando Calrissian in the still-untitled Han Solo's Star Wars film, helmed by directors Phil Lord and Christopher Miller. Glover will join Alden Ehrenreich, previously cast as Han Solo, in bringing back 2 iconic Star Wars characters back to the big screen, but at a time in their lives previously unexplored. The new film depicts Lando in his formative years as a scoundrel on the rise in the galaxy's underworld years before the events involving Han, Leia, and Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back, and his rise to rebel hero in Return of the Jedi. Glover is best known for creating and starring critically acclaimed FX's series Atlanta, which is the highest premiere numbers for any basic cable comedy show since 2013, as well as starring in 4 seasons of the show Community and his Grammy-nominated album Because the Internet, performed under the same name, Childish Gambino. In addition, Glover appeared in the Academy Award-nominated The Martian and will be seen in the upcoming Spider-Man Homecoming movie.
Ooh.
So Homeboy's getting busy.
Yeah.
Who's he playing in Spider-Man?
Hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, okay.
But the untitled Han Solo movie is set to release in 2018.
That's exciting, though.
Right, though? And I think he's going to steal the show on this one.
Yeah.
He does it in everything he does.
I've been a fan of him for a while.
I've never seen Community.
Ah, you're missing. Go back and watch this on Hulu
right now and watch it. And don't you show your face here until you're done.
Yeah,
she's not wrong.
It's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, I'm probably going to watch it. Doesn't mean I'm not going to show my face.
Okay, Danica.
Like that. Yeah. That's pretty mean threat. I'm
are you Pillow Town or Blanket Fort?
Oh man.
I mean, you go Blanket Fort all the way.
Yeah, Blanket Fort.
You guys are dead to me.
This has been Geeky News on 89.9 KGRG FM. You got the news coming up next at 6:30. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, featuring guests such as actor Roger Cross from FX's The Strain and Deadpool artist Pete Woods. For a full list of guests and tickets, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com.
Woo! Yeah,
you gotta
yeah.
be there.
Right? And they just announced another guest.
They did.
Allie from Allie and AJ.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's random.
Well, it's because she's in the show iZombie.
Yep.
Oh. I heard that was good.
Yeah. Shout out to Andrea, the program director of KGRG1. I guess she went to an Ally and AJ show recently.
Went to one when I was like 15. It was like one of those like big concert things where like there's a bunch of different artists and they were there.
Right?
Nice.
But let's go ahead and get into the news, and I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
I don't like your questions.
All right, so this first news story is going to be in Florida.
Of course.
Man gets pulled over.
Of course.
So cop pulls him over. He's like, hey, that's crystal meth.
Of course.
Dude driving says, no, that's my Krispy Kreme donut. Who do you think's telling the truth?
The cop?
I'm gonna go with Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, donut. Because cop.
Well, two of you are right.
It was donut.
Florida man was arrested after cops mistook his Krispy Kreme donut glaze for meth and files a $15,000 lawsuit.
That's amazing.
How do you mix that up?
It's funny you have a Krispy Kreme story. I have one too after you're done.
Well, those dollars will buy a whole lot of donuts. The Krispy Kreme loving Florida man. Police arrested when they confused dried donut glaze in his car floor for crystal meth is suing the city of Orlando and the maker of the drug test that supposedly verified the sweet stuff was an illegal drug. Daniel Rushing is seeking $15,000 or about $15,151.99 glazed Krispy Kreme donuts and damages for his December arrest. In his suit filed in Florida last week, Rushing claimed that Corporal Shelley Riggs Hopkins and 8-year force veteran should have known the difference between crystal meth and sugary glaze. After all, the sweet tooth snacker even told her about his Krispy Kreme habit.
You know what the bad thing
it's
is
a bad
about
habit
this?
To kick, man.
You know what the bad thing about this is, Cork?
What?
Somewhere a Krispy Kreme employee is wondering where their crystal meth went to.
Rick Hopkins pulled Rushing over last year when he failed to come to a full stop before pulling out of a 7-Eleven parking lot. He gave permission to the officer to search his car, hoping he'd get out of the ticket for readily complying with her request. Riggs Hopkins found a rock-like substance on the floor, she wrote in a report. Rushing told her that it was just crumbs from the twice-monthly visit to the donut shop. Every other Wednesday, I get glazed donuts from Krispy Kreme, he told the local newspaper. Police found 4 little pieces of icing on the floorboard, and I'm kind of embarrassed about it because I should have, you know, vacuumed the car better. But a roadside drug test kit made by Selfridge Land showed that the white flakes was some kind of methamphetamine.
Huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's addicted to Krispy Kremes.
Rushman was arrested on drug charges, but weeks later, when the crime lab showed the substances was just icing, the charges against him were dropped. Could you imagine that, though? Just like...
Have a donut. Here, have a donut, cop.
Here, have a donut.
This was a roadside test, and the test said it was meth.
Well, I mean, they are addicting AF.
What's
right?
really in that icing? Well, conspiracy
let's go to
theory.
Krispy Kreme
well,
later.
Can I just say the story now because we have basics here?
You guys want some donuts?
Yes!
I need some donuts.
Well, here's the thing for all you basics out there. Today, and only today, they have pumpkin spice donuts.
I thought you were going to say it's free donut day.
No, it's pumpkin spice donut day at Krispy Kreme's.
Well, that makes me want to vomit, Dave.
I know, me too, but that sound you heard was all the Ugg boots going on and the scarves being tied as they run to Krispy Kreme.
You know what else wants to make you vomit?
A lot of things.
A new bike lock.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's a new bike lock.
Oh, I heard about this.
Called the Skunk Lock that fires back against potential bike thieves.
I love this.
I'm sorry.
California man is taking matters into his own hands after having 8 bicycles stolen. That's a lot of bikes. That's a lot of money, too. That's at least like a couple of grand.
Well, I think we're like one of the top like bike theft areas in the country is Seattle because of everyone riding bikes.
Well, with millions of bikes being stolen each year, San Francisco-based Daniel Adzowiski created Skunk Lock, a U-lock that fights back when someone tries to steal your bike or motorcycle.
Excuse me, motorcycle?
You can put it on your motorcycle, too, in case...
How big is this thing?
Well, it's one of those U-lock ones.
Oh, okay.
Like one of the big ones.
Gotcha, okay.
When they cut through about 30% of the lock, it hits this little cartridge thing. And the cartridge releases a giant... It's supposed to smell like vomit? Yeah. The formula is a chemical blend of 11 herbs and spices that mimics the scent of vomit.
I love common herbs and spices to make the appealing aroma.
Says the creator.
Vomit.
That's probably the only misconception. The chemicals actually smell more like vomit, which is why it's vomit-inducing. Dzwoski has launched an Indiegogo campaign to help raise funds and put the bike lock on the market. Considering how bike-friendly Seattle is, Dzwoski believes that cyclists can benefit from the invention here.
Well, of course they're going to need more money. They need the extra crispy version as well.
Exactly.
So the starting price is $99 with a shipping rate, with a shipping date set for June of 2017, and it's actually recorded to induce vomiting in like 90% of the people.
Nice.
So it's not like it doesn't just smell bad; it's going to make you puke.
It's not like pepper spray that doesn't affect a lot of people anymore, like there used to be.
Well, yeah, man, you do bath salts and you're fine.
Of course.
Like, just seeing the label now is probably going to be enough of a deterrent. Like, they could sell the sticker for that thing for probably a good $25-$30.
It's like, do I want to chance this? No, I don't.
Yep.
Next news story I got is a pretty sad story. Seattle's old spaghetti factory is closing in December.
No!
Jeez!
That didn't need to happen, but okay.
I'm about the spaghetti.
Calm down,
I ladies. Almost went there this summer, but because I went to like a summer camp thing and they let us go out and shop and stuff, but they only gave us 3 hours and I heard the wait was super long. We were like, no, we can't go eat dinner.
But why are they closing it though?
Well, after 46 years of serving the spaghetti in Spumoni on the Seattle waterfront, they're closing their doors. They say that December 23rd will be its last day, and yeah, it's tough, man. They've only got 2 months left.
We should make like a
fam trip.
Yeah, a buzz field trip, fam trip, whatever you call it these days.
Developers bought the building in July of last year, and the Seattle Times reports that the purchase price was $9 million. The restaurant stayed open for the past year and a half as developers worked on ideas. The Waterhouse building at the site will be a part of the new development plans as it is designated as a Seattle landmark.
No.
So it was bought for $9 million. You still have the Linwood one, the Tacoma one, and the Tacoma one.
Yeah, Tacoma one's just about to open, right? Or it's already open.
It's already open.
Okay, nice.
I don't
care.
A
couple months ago.
We need to go before it closes.
And then last news story I have before we move on to a little bit of sports. Dave, if you have any.
I do.
Awesome. We have a solar storm hitting Earth tonight.
Yeah, apparently there's supposed to be potential power outages. Your cell phone won't work, so if you have T-Mobile, nothing will change.
Right?
Ha ha, very funny.
I just wanted to bring that up because, like you said, it interferes with radio communication, satellite navigation, so if you want to use your GPS to go anywhere, it's hard to do. But solar activity will weaken to normal levels after the next 24 to 48 hours.
On a completely unrelated note, you can catch the block tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. right here on KGRG-FM.
Ouch.
Great one.
I said unrelated. Unrelated at all.
That hurt me.
So Dan, what's your sports news?
In sports news, of course there's sports news. The World Series going on. Come on, Cork. The Cubs making the World Series for the first time in like 61 years. 71 years.
Well,
wow.
The lead batter was the first African-American player for the Cubs to make it to the World Series in, what, 104 years?
It was their first one ever. The Cubs' first African-American player ever to make a World Series, because the last time they made it was 2 years before Jackie Robinson debuted. So, yeah. But the Cubs fell last night 6-0 to the Indians. Corey Kluber dominated with 9 strikeouts, 8 of those coming in the first 3 innings, which is a World Series record. Also, we can thank a guy named Frank Lindor, because he stole a base last night, and that got everybody a free taco on November 2nd at Taco Bell.
I love that, man. Like, that's my favorite promotion ever.
Yeah. Is it the Doritos Locos Taco?
It is actually the Doritos Locos Taco. All
right. I need to pencil this into my BlackBerry to go.
Coming up on Being Amish.
Oh, gosh.
And also, apparently there's more hope for the arena going down in SoDo for basketball and hockey to come to Seattle. The Hansen Group has offered to pay the funding gap and also to help fix Landor Street to get shipping routes.
Until I hear the word expansion team, you can trust your dirty 39.
I know. I'm skeptical, too. We've been toyed with too much about this.
We've got Hashed Out coming up next after Punks in a Disco Bar by Beachlang 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Hashtag on Twitter at The Buzz KGRG.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out right here on The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM.
Yeah, it is.
Are we sure?
Nope.
You said 89.9, right?
You almost sounded like you were asking a question, like you're Ron Burgundy, you're reading off a prompter.
Damn it, who put the question mark on the teleprompter? All you right, know he reads everything. Oh, no. Oh, no. He has something. I don't know what he has.
Hold on.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
Really? Okay, cool.
Really? What are we listening to, Cork?
Here I am thinking you're going to play something from Anchorman. And
It's time for Hash It Out. I'm just going to move on. Hash It Out is where we search out the hashtags on Twitter, Instagram, etc. Because everything uses hashtags now to have a conversation.
I love hash browns. I picked up a bag last week.
I thought we went through this last week.
Why I picked up hash browns.
Did you leave any for us?
Nope.
Then the intervention didn't work. We need to do this again. God damn it. All right.
You know you're supposed to bring some for everybody, Cork.
He brought three bags because we thought he would have. But no, he decides to eat them all because
there's
he's Cork.
One bag for him, one bag for Thursday, and one bag for Emmett.
So, Dave, how do you hash it out?
You go on Twitter, you see hashtag, you put in hashtag, you join conversation. That's how it works.
Like hashtag news.
Yep, hashtag news, hashtag hash it out.
Hashtag hash news.
Hashtag tie game.
I mean, my tie game's on point. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
At least my team
wins.
You're
not even wearing a tie.
I'm going to kill you, Cork.
So, Dave, what's the first one?
All right, the first one is hashtag winterized films or actors. Now, I put these up on the Twitter, at the BuzzKGRG. Sadly, nobody got back to us, so we can't read them. You need to put them on there so we can read them.
Snowy Deschanel.
I like that. I like that one. I don't want to read the rest now because she won. like the Frost and the Furious.
Frost and the Furious 2, Frost 5, Frost 6.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay.
Because cold.
Okay.
Hugh Jack Frostman.
Damn. St. Nicholas Cage.
No.
I may be just a rat.
Oh.
Whoopi Iceberg.
I honestly cannot find this hashtag on Twitter right now.
Are you spelling winterized right?
How are you spelling it?
Winter and then I-Z.
Yeah, that's how I
think another one.
In the cold of the night.
Chill Cosby.
With his Cosby-O's.
Cosby-O's. You wake up, eat breakfast, then go back to sleep.
Yep. In the pudding.
We're going to hell. All right, so any more on winterized films or actors?
Man. Snowy
Deschanel is good. I like that one.
That's just epic.
All right, so let's move on to a timely one since Halloween next week and the whole...
Hashtag Halloween 2016.
Yeah, but it says hashtag clown tunes.
Hashtag clown tunes.
For example, hit me with your best pie.
I like that.
Hold me in the sky with diamonds. Homie does play that, apparently.
What?
You clown with OPP?
Ha! You know me.
Welcome to the juggling.
Ha.
I'm just thinking of that like photoshopped picture of like NSYNC's album where it says NSYNC clown posse and they put on the clown makeup and it's...
Who did that?
I don't know, but...
No!
We should post it on...
Okay, here's the thing. I type in clown tunes and I pull it and like there's people like, here are like creepy clown drawings.
And, well, Dave, these oversized boots were made for walking.
Nice.
And that's just what they'll do.
Nice. You know, clowns just want to have fun. They're not out there to kill you. They just want to have fun and make a balloon animal. Thumbtacks. And hit you with thumbtacks, apparently. 99 red ball noses. I think that's a German version, too. I couldn't find that one, though.
Oh, man.
Are you thinking of the scrub scene right now?
Like, some people are drawing some seriously demented clown cartoons right now. I'm scared. Just...
Did you put tunes like cartoons or tunes like music?
Oh, that kind of tune. You didn't specify.
Music!
Oh, man.
I still like You Clown with OPP. I like that one.
That is a pretty good one.
Cork, anything?
There's probably one more in me.
Did you have your Cosbios?
Squirt so good.
Cosbios.
Squirt so good.
Whoa.
Cosbios. I don't like it. Oh, man.
This is off the rails.
Twisty and Shout.
Nice.
You know that season from American Horror Story with Twisty the Clown?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the gift that they had was that freaky clown.
I feel there should be one with Bozo. I just can't think of it.
Not sure.
Do you really want to squirt me?
I don't like that.
I'm crazy. I don't like it.
I don't like that one. That scares me.
Yeah, I think that's all I got, man.
That's awesome.
I think is that all we got? Danica, anything? You had Snowy Deschanel.
That's all I have.
I think Danica just wins. That's all she needed,
all
man.
That's true.
Call me in the sky with diamonds.
I said that
I
one.
I already said that.
Oh, I missed that.
That's hashed out
that
for this morning.
That is hashed out, yeah.
Oof.
Oh, Ronnie,
brought to you by Cosbios.
I got one with Ronald McDonald.
Boy, do you want to put the pop in your Jello Pudding Pops?
Oh. No.
You put the pudding.
So, yeah, I got a picture with Ronald McDonald. It says, oh, Ronnie, you're so fine. You're so fine. You're good on mine. Hey, Ronnie.
Nope.
Hey, Ronnie.
We got Secrets by State Champs coming up next. 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
It's no secret.
You're listening to The Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting, K207AP, 7 Lake Times, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
Time for your word of the week.
Oh, no.
Selective jerkism is your word of the week this week.
Phrasing.
Is that when you're mean to certain people at certain times?
Oh, wow.
She got it.
She did.
Yay.
I mean, I knew what it was, but that was just a phrasing moment.
What the? Did you, like, read it beforehand or something?
No, I'm just smart, Dave.
Don't need to be a jerk about it to me only.
But I chose this one just because I know a lot of us have retail experience.
Okay.
And there's always that one customer, right?
Yes.
No, there's many.
Oh, man.
There's
well,
many.
Well, there's a group of them, but there's always just, there's that one. And, like, there's a difference between, so, my past job, there were customers I was just jerks to because, like, there were junkies.
Okay.
And, like, they couldn't take a hint. I'm just like, get the hell out of my store. You just stealing stuff. Get out. It's closing time.
You have to go home.
Get out.
When I worked at Kohl's, this homeless man would just go up there, like, because we were open really late. He would just go up to the housewares area, and he would just sleep in the display beds.
Right?
There's nails in there because the bedding's nailed down. It's not comfortable.
But there are those customers, and then you got customers, like, at my current job who I'm a jerk to, but it's an understandable jerkiness. Like, I'm not doing it to be mean. It's just sort of a friendly jerk.
Is he... Phrasing.
Hey, phrasing.
I'm sorry, listener, that came out wrong.
Phrasing.
But just, you know, like, you're a jerk to them because, like, you're friends. Like, they know you're joking. You know you're joking.
Cork, you son of a bitch.
It's a fun time.
You son of a bitch.
I worked at a convenience store / souvenir shop when I was in high school because I lived in the middle of nowhere, but it was right off the interstate, and so we got a lot of tourists in. It was a gas station / tourist shop. And I got tired of trying to tell people when we were closing. So 5 minutes before closing time, I would just start turning the lights off.
Good.
But there's always that one couple where the wife is looking at all the little knickknacks and she can't decide what she wants. And we're 5 minutes past closing and he's screaming at her, hey, these kids want to go home. So, I mean, I was sitting there like, thank you. You know, thank you. You're my new favorite right now.
I was saying, at least someone gets it.
Yeah. And you want to know some, you want to see some serious rage, go work at a comic book store.
Corey did that.
As Cork smiles.
Corey used to do that.
Corey knows what I'm talking about.
Still does.
No, you want to see rage, just be in a gas station convenience store.
I've seen somebody get, like, almost get shot in a gas station store. Man, that's no joke. Like, that's not a selective jerk. It's not just scary.
When I worked at Kohl's and I had, like, just finished, like, refolding, like, a stack of shirts or pants or whatever, and some lady just, like, came and was like, oh, I need, like, a Mandion. Let me flip through the whole pile.
Yep.
I would, like, stare at her and glare as I refolded it.
We had shirts at that store, too. We had shirts there. We had souvenir shirts. We had souvenir
I was an accidental jerk yesterday. Not yesterday, but Sunday, I think. there's this member at 24 Hour Fitness that like comes in, and I didn't realize that she didn't speak English because I'm normally in kids club, but I had seen her.
Well, the kids don't speak English anyway.
No.
Yeah, but I'd seen this lady when I went, when me and Andrew went to get our nails done. She worked at the salon, so I was like, "Oh, hey, like I think I saw you. Do you work at like whatever place, you know?" And she just like stared at me, and then she like turned around and like went straight back out the door. Like she didn't work out, and I was like really confused. And I was like, I didn't know if I like said anything. Do you mean? And then my coworker was like, "Homie, she don't speak English. She thinks you told her to leave."
So how do you guys go about your selective jerkisms? Because like with my selective jerkism, the people I like, I'll openly be a jerk to it. Where sometimes I've had a couple of customers like stare at me funny, and she's like, "No, we're cool."
Mm-hmm.
He knows I'm joking. I know I'm joking, and like everybody's laughing about it. But then when I'm actually being a jerk to somebody, I'll smile and I'll nod and I'll go along with it. There have been a couple of times where I've almost lost my S.
Yep.
Like, there's one guy at my current job who just 1,000-yard stare, man. He's like, he'd be asking for something, like, "Yeah, we got that." And then just...
Yeah.
It's like, "Anybody home?" "Oh, I'm just looking at something." "Then go stop wasting my time, you son of a bitch!" I wanted to jump across the counter and snap the dude's neck.
I get quiet.
Okay.
You know, like, if it's somebody I know and somebody I'm cool with, we don't, like, we'll banter back and forth, but I'm not, like, I don't come off as a jerk to people who don't know us.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get somebody that I don't, maybe I don't like, I get quiet. And I help them out as quickly as I can. That way I don't have to deal with them.
Then Danica just tosses them into the baby pit.
Yes.
See, I'm the opposite of that. I'll actually go slower and take my time and basically, like, accentuate everything that I'm doing. I'm more passive aggressive towards the people that I really can't stand.
With people that I'm like friendly with, that like it's like a fun being a jerk.
Yep.
I'm a prankster.
You are.
Yeah.
You like switching faces and.
No, I'll just like I have this creepy clown doll that my grandma gave me when I was little, and like it's so old that the head comes off. So like my sister, like I would be like, "You need to drink a lot of water." She's my little sister, so I'm like, "Do it, or I'm gonna like get you in trouble or something." So she'd have to go to the bathroom, and then I would hide in the shower with the clown head and just scare her.
You're Jesus. Horrible. That's horrible.
That is very horrible.
Watch out, guys.
And this is the people she likes.
Well, that's your word of the week for this week, selective jerkism. It might say something a little bit different on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, it might.
Oh, gosh.
That's your not-so-radio-friendly version. But selective jerkism, let us know. Are you openly a jerk to your friends who you like, or are you openly a jerk to people you don't like?
Well, to be fair, you can only be a select jerk to Aaron because he's only here once in a while.
That's true.
He's just GERD, man.
He's in that mandatory meeting, okay?
That's my passive-aggressiveness coming out.
I got your back.
We'll be back after some Sum 41.
Sum 41?
Sum 41.
Sum.
It's the Korean version.
Not dim sum?
89.9 KGRG.
Bring me dim sum.
One of these three contestants thinks this game can end in a tie. Cork, Tommy, or H. Quinn.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It, with your host, Dave.
Dave's not here.
So here's my question, though. If it goes into sudden death overtime and nobody gets the question, does it end in a tie?
No, because I'm.
There's a backup question.
Okay, so this is like college and college rules overtime.
And then there's a backup question.
We actually had to go to 3 overtimes before because nobody knew the questions.
Backup.
Cork.
But Dave's still here.
I think that was Aaron too.
Yeah.
Dave is here.
I am here. It's time for Buzz It, your favorite trivia game, where tomorrow, Ticket Trivia Thursday, you can win my package.
Yes, we're going to earn Dave's very sizable package.
Yeah, everybody loves Dave's big package.
You know you like my package.
It's overflowing, man. Dave just can't contain himself.
He just can't contain his package.
You know what? You know what people want to do with my package?
Drink it in, man.
Dave's package, sponsored by Cosmios.
Crazy.
Eat. Go to sleep.
Lord.
All right, but yeah, champion Cork, what, 5 times now in a row?
5 times.
How many overtimes? Like 3 overtimes?
Yeah.
Down, blah, blah, blah.
Kicking out of 2 every time, man. Kicking out of 2.
The interns think they have you here. Let's find out. Question number 1, after I get my sound effects.
What is the common term for an injury to the neck caused by a jerk of...
Quit!
Quinn.
Whiplash.
Of the head. H. Quinn on the board first. I know Cork's not worried. He does this every time. He doesn't answer until like question six, so we're good. Question number two. Sir Richard Branson gained international fame by trying to break a world record using what type of transportation?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Barrel over Niagara Falls.
Cork. Cork.
Rocket car.
Quinn.
Tommy, it's a chance.
What was the question again?
Sir Richard Branson gained international fame by trying to break a world record using what type of transportation?
Hot air balloon.
Wow.
Whoa!
Yeah, Tommy!
That was a shot in the dark, but
then
nice.
You're too late. Oh, wait, that shot in the heart. Never mind. Question number three. How many pieces are there altogether at the start of a game of checkers?
Quinn.
Quinn.
24.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, Cork, you there?
Cricket, we're the crickets. Play the crickets.
They still think they're going to win.
Question number four.
That's the funny part.
What famous brewery was founded in Dublin in...
Cork.
Cork.
Guinness.
1759.
It's literally half...
Yeah, okay. I have a drinking problem.
It's okay. It's okay.
You're trying to call out for help.
Holland.
Question number five. In what decade did the first NASCAR race take place?
Quinn.
Wow.
Tommy can go.
Tommy?
20s.
Quinn.
Quinn.
10s.
Cork.
Cork's going to say the 60s.
Quinn.
Quinn.
30s.
Cork.
Cork.
50s.
Tommy.
Tommy.
40s.
There it is. 1948 was the first official NASCAR race.
We'll just go down the list.
I'm just waiting. Just waiting.
Question number six.
I know nothing about NASCAR, so.
It's 2-2-1.
I'll take it.
What heavy atomic element is symbolized as PB?
Cork.
Cork.
Lead.
How do you know that?
peanut butter lead time, peanut butter lead time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. My chemistry teacher was always like, this is something that sounds like peanut butter, but you're not going to want to have it in your peanut butter.
Ah, nice.
Cosbios, stuff you don't want in your peanut butter.
Stop it. You crazy. Stop it. Stop it right now.
You just made the list.
2-2-2, question number seven. How long do rodeo bull and bronco riders have to stay?
Cork.
Quit.
Cork.
Damn it.
7 seconds.
Oh, yeah! Nope. I was wrong. I'm prematurely there. Tommy?
8 seconds.
It is eight.
Yep.
Sorry, I was a little quick on that one.
Yeah, you were. Question.
You bailed too soon.
Question number eight. Yeah, you won't get the full points for that.
Not getting any points for that one.
In which U.S. state is Disneyland?
Quit.
Tommy.
Quinn?
Florida.
Cork.
No, I said it
Tommy.
First. No. California.
Disneyland. I knew it. I grew up in Cali. I remember like driving and like thinking I was seeing the top of the Cinderella Tower when I was two in a car seat.
We're at that point, Cork. Somebody has four.
It's not Cork.
It's not Cork. But every time it's been 4-4-2 with him. Question number nine. Pyrotechnics. Is the name given to the art?
Cork.
Tommy?
Fireworks.
That punches it for him. The art of making what?
Fireworks.
Question number 10, just for funsies. What word applies to a handbag without straps and a pedal in a motor vehicle?
Cork.
Cork?
Clutch.
There it is.
Oh! Oh. I was thinking, I was like,
but your winner,
Tommy J. Told you, Cork, the interns were going to get you.
That was a good game, though.
It took both of them.
It did.
You know, I would like to thank Dave for those questions. And and I'd also like to thank Corey for jumping the gun on
the Bronco.
The, the you, rodeo Corey. Question. Thank you so much, Corey, for packaging that in a ribbon for me. I appreciate it. We got a new champion.
I think this is his first win, too, I think.
This is my second.
Second, that's right.
Yep.
I won my first day.
That's I mean, right, two is pretty
so
close
I.
to, what, 28, 29?
Oh, I'm sorry that I haven't been here because I have nothing else going on in my life.
Wow.
I mean, two is pretty close to what? Five, six in a row?
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, close, right?
But this is one in a row for him now. If he gets two, that's good. Then three, that's called a streak. It has happened before.
See, I just ended a streak. You know, like the Giants did with the Patriots.
Again, like one, two is close to five, right?
I'm just saying. Hey, call me Eli Manning, there, Tom Brady. I'm just saying.
You like to play the balls, apparently.
Footballers. You footballers.
Hey, you're man, these rings are getting heavy.
Footballers.
These rings are getting heavy, man.
You're listening to the Buzz. We have news with H-Quinn coming up next, right after Black Honey by Thrice. Don't forget to call in tomorrow for my package.
Yes, let's get Dave's package. You can have it in your hands.
You're listening to 89.9.
You can kiss it.
KPRT.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, returning to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. For tickets and guest announcements, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com.
Yes!
We're gonna be there.
It's gonna be exciting.
Yes.
And if you're not, then go away.
And then Mike After Dark, Mike and Mickey After Dark, they actually aired an interview they did with one of the cosplayers there. And they have a charity organization, so make sure you go. If you are going to Jet City Comic Show, take a picture with them, donate some money. All the money goes to the kids.
Nice.
And they have a very convincing Tony Stark. Like, dude looks pretty good.
Oh.
Alright. Okay. Well, everyone, this is H. Quinn with your 7:30 news, and today we're going to start with the remarkable story of a 20-year-old woman in Seattle who is auctioning off her virginity to help her family. This young woman's family home was destroyed in a fire, and her family can't cover the expenses and stuff that it would take to replace it. Therefore, she began looking into options to raise money and determined that auctioning off her virginity to the highest bidder would be the best chance, be her best chance. Currently, her highest bid is a little bit over $400,000.
Man, I couldn't give mine away for free.
She's saying that she does this because she loves her family and she has the right to do whatever she wants with her virginity. Pullman police are currently investigating the death of a 21-year-old male at a fraternity at Wazoo. The young male was found unresponsive and police were called. Eventually, they determined that the man was Brock Daniel Scott Lindbergh of Wenatchee. The cause of his death is still under investigation, as the Whitman County coroner is still awaiting for autopsy results and toxicology. Anyone has information is asked to contact the Pullman Police Department. And finally, to end on an awesome note, Margaret Whitlock of Seattle is currently 110 years old, and she is Western Washington's oldest voter.
Really?
Yeah, she was born when Teddy Roosevelt was president. Women didn't even have the right to vote then. When they gained the right to vote, she was thrilled and registered to vote as soon as she could, and she feels that she's getting pretty ancient, but is still proud of her right to vote. For your scores last night, for the first game of the World Series has ended with the Indians in the lead, and they won 6-0. That's really all I have for sports, and I'll let you know who's playing tomorrow night. Tomorrow.
It's the Jaguars and the Titans. Nobody cares.
You ruined my surprise!
You watched that game on Twitter, actually.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just hope they don't pull out the poo color uniforms.
Oh.
Like they did
last
year.
Is that the color blast one?
Yeah. Oh. Do you remember them last year?
I don't want to.
No, nobody does.
All right. Currently for your weather, it is 50 degrees. Today, it's going to rain, and your high will be 60, and your low will be 50. And for your traffic, there will be rolling slowdowns overnight on October 26th on I-5 and Thursday, October 27th. And I'm scrolling. And on the I-5 northbound off Boeing Access, there is a collision that's partially blocking the ramp. And as always, it's basically a parking lot if you're coming up from north or south on the 167. So I'm sorry.
Remember those days, Cork?
Hashtag garbage town.
All right, that's all, guys. And I will see you tomorrow for news at 7:30.
Yeah, you will.
Because it's awesome.
Is
yeah.
It?
This news brought to you by Jet City Comic Show. We'll be back after Taking Back Sunday, 89.9 KGRG. Here, listen to the buzz.
Wait, we're going to be on Sundays now?
We're taking it back, man.
Taking it back.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with the buzz.
KGRG FM, today's rock. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for our six-pack.
It is.
Top six lists of things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome, but I heard this one's all right.
Yeah. This one is all right. I just walked in and I saw what she had on the computer. I was like, whoa, cool. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right, all
right. Maganeos for when you want to keep turning left.
And when you want to not have a shirt on.
What?
But, Danica, what is our six-pack for this morning?
It's certain times that alcohol or the booze or whatever has saved the sauce. There you go. Has saved lives.
Those sweet, sweet colas.
The sweet, sweet colas. So, number six.
No comment, Cork. Oh, he's too busy chugging his sweet cola, I think.
Yeah.
He has a drinking problem.
Whiskey saves Titanic survivor.
Wait, what?
So, in case you didn't hear the breaking news, the RMS Titanic sank in the Atlantic Ocean after hitting an iceberg in 1912.
Spoiler alert! Could have saved Jack!
Right? Are you doing the thing? Corey.
Breaking news. This breaking news is brought to you by the Jet City Comic Show.
You know what's sad? The last time the Cubs won a World Series, the Titanic hadn't sunk yet.
Oh, that's so sad.
Thomas Edison was still alive.
That's so sad.
Thomas Edison was still alive last time the Cubs won the World Series.
So, of the 2,435 passengers and crew aboard, only 705 survived. And one of those people was Charles Jouvin, or however you pronounce his last name, a chef. And on the night of the accident, he ordered his fellow crew to hand out food and supplies to the women and children in the lifeboats, after which he retreated to his cabin and drank several tumblers of whiskey.
Tumblers?
That's what it says, tumblers.
Hey, you know what? The ship's sinking. Might as well get drunk.
Right? Yeah. That'd be my plan.
The
ship sank, and he found himself treading the icy water. Luckily for him, the alcohol in his bloodstream was able to keep him feeling warm for several hours, until he was pulled into a lifeboat.
See, I thought all it did was cure, like, teething for babies and sore throats and stuff.
Well, I wonder if he was using whiskey stones.
I use that as cough syrup.
Yeah.
Whiskey stones. Yeah. You know what else has huge stones? Dave's Package.
Stop it.
Call in tomorrow, 253-833-5004 at 720 for your chance at Dave's Package. Stones not included.
I mean, he's not wrong. The package is huge.
You know you want to hug Dave's Package when you get
done with everything.
No, you're not.
Number five.
You're going to be here tomorrow.
Doctors use alcohol to trigger a heart attack. That sounds bad, but let me finish. So in 2007, an elderly British man named Ronald Alsom was diagnosed with ventricular tachycardia, a rare form of heart arrhythmia. While this would normally be treated with defibrillation or drug therapy, these methods proved unsuccessful. Luckily, the doctors had an ingenious plan. Using a catheter, they injected Mr. Alsom's heart with a small amount of ethanol in order to trigger a heart attack and cause the area of heart muscle responsible for the arrhythmia to die. This innovative treatment was successful, and Mr. Alsom lived to fight another day.
Actually, my uncle kind of went through a similar heart situation like that, except my uncle's 10 months younger than me, so it was weird for a 21-year-old to have that issue, so they just like did a quick surgery and actually killed that part of his heart. Like, they zapped it with electricity and killed it.
Nice.
They didn't get him drunk to cause a heart attack, but I knew exactly what condition she was talking about.
Best medicine ever.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to number four.
Okay.
Beer saves man from avalanche.
Okay.
Oh, is this like the whole, like, freaking fluffy dog thing?
What?
Like the St. Bernards, how they have the little thing around their neck and they carry booze in it?
Yeah.
Is this
No.
No.
Aww.
So while driving along a road in the Tatra Mountains of Slovakia, Richard Kral's car was buried by an avalanche.
Well, here's your first problem. You're in Slovakia.
Oh, yeah. His initial escape attempt involved smashing the windows of the car and digging to the surface. However, he soon realized that the snow would flood the car before he could even move an inch.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Kral then tried another plan. He'd been driving with several dozen cans of beer, so he drank them and urinated on the snow outside his window.
Yeah.
After several days, he melted enough to dig without being entombed. He was eventually discovered by rescuers 4 days later with sore kidneys and possibly the world's worst hangover.
I have been practicing my entire life for this.
I'm just picturing that part of the Simpsons movie where Homer gets, like, pushed by the avalanche down to his cabin.
Like, name a place in Puyallup where I haven't publicly urinated.
Meridian?
I plead the fifth.
I wish to invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege.
I mean, If the glove doesn't fit, Nan.
Yep. Oh, Cork.
Well, that was the first part of your six pack today.
Crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the second pack of the six packs come up after?
Second pack?
I mean, I'm
just... I have a drinking problem!
I mean, I don't want to... You can't spoil it, Cork.
See, what comes up after the break, after four, it's normally three, and then two, and then finally one.
We call it the second half of the six-pack, not the second
half.
Send
your booze to Green River College. Addresses to KGRG Studios.
Attention,
give
Cork.
Give us your sweet colas. I'm
not going to drink in studio, but boy, howdy, while drinking.
I mean, we got sent porn that one time, so
wait,
why
what?
Not
yeah.
booze? Yeah, we got sent, like, Canadian porn.
Oh, it's just Canadian porn.
We'll be back after drinking Sailor by 30, 89.9 KGRG. You're listening
all
to Buzz.
All the beavers.
This is you asking for help.
Yeah, send me booze.
And now, back to the six-pack.
KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP, Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Hi.
We're in part two of our six-pack.
Hey.
Drink it in, man.
Does Dave have rabies? What's happening?
That's something you need to talk about.
You know, this is one. This is like, I mean, we do the six pack all the time, but this is the one time where
it makes sense.
It makes absolute sense.
Speaking of the six pack,
and that's what she said.
It's time that the sweet colas have saved the lives.
You
of
laugh,
the people.
But back in the day, they actually made a Jack Daniels with cola in it. So they
good.
Really were sweet colas.
So number six was Whiskey Saves Titanic Survivor. And then we had Doctor Uses Alcohol to Trigger a Heart Attack.
That's still number six?
That's
that
number
five.
Okay. And then number four, Beer Saves Man from Avalanche.
Is number three, Alcohol Saves saves Us from Danica Killing Us?
No.
It might.
It is number three. Do the thing. Drunken Arrest Saves Man from Volcano.
What?
I love how Corey just died loud. I'm sitting here looking at the screen. I know what she's about to read.
Explain?
And I can just see Corey rolling over with laughter. It's awesome.
In 1902, the small Caribbean island of Martinique was devastated by the eruption of its volcano, Mount Pelee. An estimated many thousands of people were killed, and only three survivors were reported. One man named Louis August Silberis, on the day of the eruption, Silberis was arrested by police for being drunk and disorderly in public. Shout out to Corey. A crime for which he was thrown into the solitary confinement cell. It was half-buried stone chamber with no windows and only a single slit in the door for food and air and light. The following day that the volcano erupted with Silberis' cell in its path.
Sorry.
What's happening?
Sorry.
However, the solid construction of the cell ensured Silberis' survival. I can't talk. Survival, albeit with horrific burns caused by blasts of scalding hot air. He was found 4 days later and pardoned for his crimes.
I just want to point out, this was 1902, 5 years before the Cubs won the first of their back-to-back World Series.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there.
Shout out to Incubus.
Hey, Danica, you said eruption, right?
Stop it.
She said eruption.
Run eruptions, call in tomorrow, 7:20 for Dave's package. 253-833-5004.
Brazen!
Just overflowing with tickets.
Number two, vodka helps man survive two deadly falls.
Two falls?
Oh,
yeah, because they proved this in there was an American Dad episode where vodka helps your body go, or like alcohol helps your body go numb.
Yeah, so Alexei Roskov was enjoying a drink when he threw himself off the balcony of his fifth floor apartment.
Of course his name's Russian. Vodka.
Are we sure it wasn't Uncle Phil that did this?
Normally, this stunt would have ended tragically. However, he survived with barely a scratch, since the alcohol loosened his muscles and made it easier for him to withstand the impact.
Did he still break anything, though?
No.
Wow, really?
Barely a scratch.
Huh.
So after heading back upstairs, he was confronted by his understandably upset wife, and tired of her nagging and concern for his well-being, he jumped and survived again.
He was trying to say, I'm done with you, woman!
He just can't win.
I mean, he survived twice, so.
Did he want to, though?
Sounds like he wanted to. Like, he was probably done
with
her
nagging. He's like, you're blocking the stairs, man. I'm out.
So
I'm going to the bar.
So in this case, third time a charm is not something to test.
I don't know if I would want to.
So, number one, vodka used to cure antifreeze poisoning.
I like how the last two are vodka, right? And only vodka.
In 2007, an Italian tourist visiting Australia fell ill after attempting suicide by antifreeze ingestion. Curing the patient was just a matter of administering a large quantity of medicinal alcohol. Unfortunately, the hospital was out of stock. The solution? Buy a case of vodka and pipe it via an IV into the man's stomach. Over the course of a 3-day treatment, the patient was given the equivalent of 3 drinks per hour, over 200 total.
Sweet Jesus.
Hot damn.
In Mother Russia, you become potato for vodka.
Yep.
Man, I wish I was hot enough to get that many drinks per hour.
So here's the thing, Cork. You just need to get the pink card because it has a pink elephant on it, and you'll get medical alcohol.
Does anybody here watch House?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was an episode where they had a prison inmate who had attempted to try to kill himself in the prison by drinking.
Did he make some toilet wine?
Huh?
Did he make some toilet wine?
Some toilet hooch?
No, he was actually trying to commit suicide with the cleaners or chemical cleaners they have at the prison. And when House figured it out, he didn't reveal anything. He just goes in there and he just starts drinking vodka with the guy.
Nice.
And then so they're both completely smashed. And then House says, by the way, the alcohol is completely offsetting what you tried to do.
Yep. House is amazing.
House is awesome.
Cosbios, perfect with alcohol for breakfast.
No. Oh.
Wow.
That's your six pack for this morning.
Thank you for saying that. That's just.
We'll be back after a punk rock tale of woe by Guttermouth, 89.9 KGRG.
This is the one you say that to?
Listen to this.
Yes, it is that time again. The time where I bring to you facts, fictitious statements. This is a segment on The Buzz where it's your job to tell me if I'm lying or if I'm telling the truth, which is rare. Fact or fiction on The Buzz right now.
Hey everyone, here it's H. Quinn, and this is my segment, Celebrity Fact or Fiction, where I'll find some wild facts and some wild fictions about one celebrity each time I do this. Today we have everybody's favorite guy, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
It'd be nice if they could hear us.
Can you hear us?
It would be nice if they could hear us.
What? Oh,
yay!
KGRG, you can learn to do that.
Yeah, you can learn to do that, or you can know how to do this when you think about it, but when you actually have to do it, you completely forget what you're
actually
doing.
She looked like a deer in the headlights.
She did, and it was awesome. It was adorable.
It's awesome!
Can I just say I also forgot how creepy Corbin's voice is?
I love that intro, though.
Cork saved me. Thank you.
I think we should have Quinn... have Quinn record a new one. No.
Okay, so what we need to do, Cork, is we need to restart the show, so everybody places!
Nope. We are continuing on.
You know, I remember this show. This Commander Riker, Jonathan Frakes, was used to host this show, Fact or Fiction.
Yep.
It was awesome. I love that show.
No, let's hurry up. I want to go to sleep. I need my nap time.
All right, Quinn, what do you got?
Let's try this again. All right, we're going to find out some wild facts and some fictions about one celebrity each time I do this.
Okay.
And you have to tell me if the thing that I'm telling you is fact or if it is fiction. And today we're focusing on The Rock. All right.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
No. All right, first question.
You're young, it's okay.
First statement. The Rock played baseball as a child and received a scholarship to play at the University of Miami. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fact.
Fiction.
I'm going to go fiction because
he was a football star.
Yeah, but as a kid, though.
I'm going to go fact.
Yeah, I'm going to go fiction.
Yeah, he received. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I know he got it for the football. Yeah,
I was gonna say. Yeah, I'm gonna say fiction.
And two of you are correct. It is fiction.
Yep.
He received a scholarship to play at the University of Miami, and he played defensive tackle.
Yep.
All right.
He's a beast too, from what I heard.
And then went to do something in wrestling. I guess I don't know.
There was the Scorpion.
That's
King.
When he started his acting career.
Yep.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
No.
Said it.
And he was the Tooth Fairy.
YMCA. Yeah.
All right. The Rock was born to father Rocky Johnson, a former wrestling champion that won 36 titles.
That is true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true.
That's fact. All right.
Mm-hmm. Dang, 30, you get to answer last.
30,
dang it.
36 titles, huh?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, number three.
So he was handed 36 titles.
Yes. And he was in the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame.
It's all fake. Just saying.
So is The Walking Dead.
It all is.
Right. So here's another one. The Rock is part Nova Scotian.
Hmm.
Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fact.
I'm going to say fiction.
It's in fact for everything.
No, I'm going to say fact on this one.
And you two would be right. It is a fact.
Nice.
All right.
He doesn't look it.
Number four.
No, he's Samoan. All
yeah, he's like giant Samoan.
Number four. He holds Australian citizenship as well as American and Canadian. Fact or fiction?
That is fiction because you can only hold multiple only with Canada.
No, No. You can have multiple.
I thought you couldn't have American unless it was just with Canadian.
No, you can have more.
You can have more. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, you can have more than one.
I'm gonna go fact. So,
I'm gonna say fact.
I'm saying fact for everything.
Same fiction.
Both and Dave would be right. It is fiction. He only holds American and Canadian.
Okay.
Which is lawfully the only ones you can hold. If you get somewhere else, you have to denounce your American citizenship.
No, I had a friend of mine. Her mother had joint citizenship with America and Japan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it's not just Canada. I think she was born on a base in Japan.
That might be why.
I mean, yeah. But yeah. You can. It just, circumstances dictate.
Oh, okay.
Number five, The Rock's first wrestling alter ego was Flex Cavana.
I'm going to say true just because that's an awesome name.
Fact or fiction?
I'm still going with fact.
Oh, that's by far a fact.
All right, yeah, it's all fact. It is a wonderful fact.
And I'll show you the outfit he wore for that because it's god-awful.
All right. In 2000, he hosted SNL and later that year was offered a role in an indie film titled Fatal Detraction.
True? Fact?
False on half of it.
Well, it's either fact or fiction.
Well, but I think because the last half, I think it's false.
Fiction. I'm going to switch it up for that one.
It is fiction. I made that movie up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, he did host SNL, though.
Yes, he did.
There's a lot of indie movies out there, so it wouldn't surprise me if he got offered some weird indie role.
Yep. All right, so number seven. We're almost done here. He appeared on Star Trek Voyager as an alien wrestler.
Fact.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, that it was. And it was the episode entitled Tsunkatsi? I can't
remember. Roll with it.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm actually marathoning Voyager right now, and I haven't gotten to that episode yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
All
right,
guys. You'll get this one. The Scorpion King was his first starring role in a film. Yep. Factor. Okay, yeah.
No, false, because he was not starring. He was featured.
He was featured, yeah. He was one of the...
Scorpion King, yes.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Mummy Returns. No, you're right.
Yeah. Scorpion King, it's called the Scorpion King, man.
It's fact. It was fact. He was the king of the scorpions. And in 2013, Forbes magazine named him the top grossing actor with a total income of $1.5 billion. Fact or fiction?
What year?
In 2013.
Fiction.
I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise is over that.
I'm going to go fiction, too. Yeah, I think it was someone else.
Yep, it was fiction. It was actually $1.3 billion.
Oh, the numbers were different.
See, we gave Corbin too much credit on doing stuff like that, and it always bit me in the ass. Way to go on you. Way to go.
All right, and last one. He has a daughter named Alexandria from a previous marriage. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
I'm going to go fact.
Fact, yep, okay. It's fact.
I think I swept that, so I win everything.
You know, speaking of biting Dave, if you want to get your teeth into something substantive... We're giving away Dave's package tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks for dealing with me.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was. I'll talk to you all next time I do this segment, and have a great life. Dave, you know what I'm talking about. Bye!
R.I.P. those guys.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, returning to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. For tickets and guest announcements, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com. I can't talk today, yay.
It's okay, I almost talked over you as you were getting ready to say that.
How dare you?
So we should probably turn down that music all the way.
I'm already on it, I kind of like it.
Oh no, we got something better
something
apparently.
Better
oh, do we?
Yep.
What do we got?
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, what is this?
It's Patrick.
No!
Can you not tell that's Patrick?
I refuse to accept that as an answer.
Okay, well, this breaking news segment is actually WTF news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes it's stuff, like last week I had a really creepy story that would make, that just to make people's skin crawl. It made my skin crawl reading it.
You need to tell me the story.
Yeah, that's right, you weren't here.
Yeah, you weren't here.
Check it out.
You were being responsible.
I was going to class and getting my education on.
But yeah, Danica, where can they check that out if they missed it?
On that nifty new website, man.
KGRG.
KGRG.com.
Put it on your favorites. Star that ish.
So I'm going to recap one of last week's stories, and it was just really creepy. I'm sure everyone else here will concur. It was actually it was out in New York City where a guy had bought for a storage locker, and they found two freezers full of dead cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Full of them.
That's where my freezer went.
I have a creepier story, actually. I'll tell you after.
Well, it was just that was the one I ended with because of just how incredibly creepy it was. But they were just all dead cats. Two full freezers full of dead cats.
Oh, boy.
And they were waiting for the cats to thaw out so they could test them for whatever. Like, that's how badly frozen they were. It was
Jeez.
Bad. All right, today's WTF stories, though, they're more humorous than anything else.
Okay.
Good.
Yesterday in Providence, Rhode Island, a youth league kicks out a team after a man plays in a football game.
Wait, what?
The founder of a Rhode Island youth football team says its season is ending early after the coach put a man into a game against 13- and 14-year-old players.
Oh, my God.
But he was 12.
No.
I am 12.
He's like 30 years old.
Capital City Buccaneers founder Alexandra Diaz says she stepped away from the Sunday game when the coach let the young man, believed to be at least 18 years old, take part in several plays before getting kicked out.
Jeez.
Good job.
Trying to get that trophy.
It's that participation trophy, man. It's
yeah.
A deal.
Did he get one for participating?
I hope so.
He was for being a
you know,
vampire.
He got a news story about him. We'll call it good.
Okay.
But the local TV reports that the Providence team had been losing when the incident occurred. Parents spotted the man suit up on the sideline. Coach takes full responsibility and has been fired.
As he should be.
And the varsity has been stripped of the remainder of the season. League's vice president says the decision has been made to remove the team indefinitely.
Dang.
You know what? We need the that one school that won't play against anybody or that nobody wants to play against. We should put them out there against the 18-year-old.
I guess. You know, that might work. Also, coming out of Portland, Maine.
Okay, there's one in Portland?
There's one in Portland. Hey, man, I'm from Colorado. I made no mistake about that. We have a Lakewood, Colorado, just like there's a Lakewood, Washington up here.
And there's a Lakewood, California as well.
Yes, there is. That is true. But in Portland, Maine, police say they've arrested a man for dressed as a tree for blocking traffic.
No.
So happy.
We have man in tree. You cannot take that from us, Maine.
They said that no. He was dressed as a tree.
Yeah, he's still trying to be man
that is
in
true.
Tree.
They say the man didn't respond to officers when they warned him against obstructing traffic in a busy intersection in downtown Portland. Local TV posted a video of the man being arrested after he blocked traffic again. A friend says the man says he was trying to study the city's traffic patterns.
You sure really? About that? You sure he's not just engaging in some herbal refreshment?
Well, the man said that the tree
like
stump.
Herbal essences?
Exactly.
Here's the best part. In a response, that same man said the tree stump that blocked traffic, the tree stunt that blocked traffic was a performance art. He said it was intended to be performance art. His embodiment of a tree inching across a busy downtown Portland intersection was designed to reflect a contrast in the energies of economy and efficiency as the energies of slowness and magic.
And the winner of the Tony Award for Best Street Performance is Man in Tree.
The best part is he was released on $60 bail.
Fighter of the traffic tree.
I would think if you were like, $5, we have to charge something, so $5.
$5. $5. And $5 tree ticket.
$5 bail walk. I don't know.
And lastly, this is coming out of off of ESPN, and so obviously I got to have some weird,
of course,
some kind of sports news going on here. Coming off of Monday night's win over the Houston Texans, Broncos defensive lineman DeMarcus Ware tweets, after a great win, came home to find my house was robbed.
Oh.
Never about the material things but for me, but my safety. Thank you for hidden cameras. Turns out, yeah, the hidden cameras he had in his house for a security system got clear images of the guys that burglarized his house. But among the items stolen from DeMarcus Ware's house was his Super Bowl 50 ring.
Oh, dang.
Don't you dare.
His Super Bowl 50 ring was stolen.
I got mad when some girl tried to steal my 8th grade class ring that my mother got for me from a grocery store.
That's, yeah, this is a little...
Bowl, man. A Super Bowl ring. I would, like, jump on them in a cat suit. Let that be a performance art piece.
I have a state championship ring, okay? That is my ring. I'm telling you, if somebody broke into my house and stole that, I'd lose my mind.
Oh, yeah, same.
I mean, I just absolutely lose my mind. That is WTF Wednesday for this week.
That was fun.
Maybe it was fun. Maybe next week I'll have something, I don't know, a little more creepy.
I love how Quinn was not about this, and now she's dancing to the...
Yep.
Video. I know, she is. It's hilarious, so...
Well, I do that when I'm nervous, especially when I forget to how to radio.
Hey, just wait for next week. Halloween's next week. It's going to happen.
So what do we got next there, Tommy?
Something.
I got Chastity Belt coming up next on right meow.
Speaking of which, you can get my package tomorrow.
No. Yeah. Yes.
You want Dave's package. Everybody loves free fun, and there's no more. You don't get any more fun than what you get in Dave's package.
Okay, Tommy, you're just making it weird now. Okay, bye.
It's been weird.
It's been weird.
Bye.
All I want, a day to remember, 89.9 KGRG FM.
What's that? Is a room somewhere?
All you want to do is give away.
There is a lot of free fun in Dave's package.
And it's going to be a...
Unfortunately, a day to remember isn't a part of that. Cosmios, for when you don't want a day to remember.
It's a big package. It's a huge package.
With lots of fun loaded in it.
Yeah. It's nice and big, and if you go to all the events, it's going to be a long one, and it's just, you can bite into so much fun in Dave's package.
Several bad puns later.
Yes.
What up?
Do you think George Lucas is going to be at NoFX?
And H. Quinn will try not to... Explosions in the sky.
No, that's Michael Bay. I was going to say. The longest car chase I've ever seen is in Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
That car chase would not end.
It has been beautiful. It's been quite a show.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
You sound like a little liar.
What am I
you
doing?
Sound like a little liar. We're restarting the show.
Do it. I'm going to sleep.
We're restarting the show.
All right. We got to do a drunken get out of here.
Oh,
we also need a guitar riff. Corey, get the riff.
I'm taking my headphones off if that's happening.
Corey, do the riff.
Goodbye.
Okay, I thought you were going to do like a goofy impression.
Yuck.
Like,
so we appreciate y'all listening to the show.
This is such a train wreck. We haven't even finished the goodbye yet.
Goodbye.
Soon in tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Like, I'll like tune in tomorrow. Like, man, goodbye. Like aliens.
Goodbye. You're welcome, Dave. You're welcome.
That is going to be my WTF Wednesday bed from now on. I'm claiming that.
You guys are welcome.
Now, Danica, this is why I love you.
This is the Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. You might say part of the show, you can visit it on the new KGRG.com.
Yeah, you can.
And listen for us tomorrow and Friday.
Don't forget, eat your Cosmios.
Yes.
No, don't eat those.
Until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. This has been the Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Alcohol saves lives.
No, it doesn't.